Hello, hello, my friends. Skip here again for another episode of Finding Meaning. I'm not really sure what number episode this is. As you get to listen to these things, you're going to get to know me very well, I think. I don't really keep track of those things until they pop up in the stats. I think we're over 200 somewhere. One of the things I'm working on as a part of the Finding Meaning Facebook page and Finding Meaning podcast is a Finding Meaning presentation. Of course, in a podcast, you don't get the visual aspect of it, but I'm working out how to present the Finding Meaning ideas, which, again, are not new. These are not new ideas by any means. But I want to present them in a such a way that might open up for people new avenues of thought, new questions. So what I'm going to do in this sort of special podcast is I'm going to sort of present to you via audio, if you will, where I'm at with that presentation. Now, it's in its very sort of infancy, and I'm working out the details, putting together some PowerPoint stuff, putting together some quotes from, you know, Carl Jung and Richard Rohr and Freud and Buddha and Jesus and the Christian mystics and Maria Rilke and, you know, people like that. But the way that this works for me is I have to think it out first. I have to plot it out. And what you may not know, I'm sure you don't, is that these podcasts are always edited, or at least at the very least reviewed by me. So I will make a podcast and I'll go back over it to make sure that my thinking is clear, concise, there's an economy of words, and maybe some challenging questions therein. So that's sort of where I'm at with this presentation. I am contemplating a website at some point, trying to expand Finding Meaning, which I am finding myself very meaningful, and a reconnection, if you will, to being able to use some of the gifts that I've been given by the universe. So what I want to do in this podcast is just lay out for you what Finding Meaning is about. You've heard me do this before if you listen to the 200-plus podcasts. I think about every 10 or 15, I probably do this. But I'm going to try to do it in a concise way. And just as a recommendation, because I don't do any advertising. It's all by, you know, attraction rather than promotion, is what 12-step programs say. So if anyone... I hope to, in this podcast, define Finding Meaning in such a way that anyone can click on this particular podcast and just get started. So keep that in mind if you are ever inclined to say, hey, to any of your friends, hey, listen, I've heard this podcast, I want you to check it out. This might be a good place for them to start. So what is Finding Meaning? What am I trying to accomplish? What is this about? What does it all mean? Finding meaning is a way of defining spiritual truths, a way of understanding our inherent spirituality that I have come to over years of studying philosophy and psychology, religion and theology, years of counseling, years of preaching, leading many, many retreats. I have sort of distilled down my experience into what finding meaning is. And the meaning, I want to start with this, the meaning we're trying to find is our own authenticity. When I say finding meaning, I'm not talking about an objective sort of meaning that works for you and no one else. I'm talking about really getting to the point where we understand that human authenticity is indeed human spirituality. Let me say that again. We are looking for, in finding meaning, our own authentic self. And that is in itself the spiritual quest of what it means to be a conscious human being. So I hope that makes sense. There's a lot to unpack just in that sentence, right? Of course, these podcasts are never really more than 20 minutes, so I'm going to try to be as economic with my words as I possibly can. I'm convinced that we are all seeking that meaning, that even the most lost among us desires on some level an authenticity of self, that we all want to be truly who the universe, who our higher power, who God has made us to be. And we all have that existential and internal question, who am I? What does this mean, to be alive, to be conscious? Now, we may ask that. I asked that same question when I was 18, but I wasn't equipped quite enough at that point to understand it. It took a lot of life and a lot of mistakes to be able to get here. And I also want to say this, that, you know, these are just ideas and concepts I've come to. I'll never try to sell you a bill of goods or start a religion. I'm just proposing theories and questions. You may reject them at any time. You may take what you need and use it in your own way. So the beginning of finding meaning is really the discovery of being authentically human. And authentically human is, in fact, authentically being spiritual. There's no difference. You're not a human who's broken, who needs spirituality. You are a spiritual being. You are a human being seeking authenticity. And that authenticity is to be able to live out of compassion, to be able to have a love for other people that is not built on your needs necessarily, but the needs of others, to be able to be generous, to be able to be hopeful, to be able to be inclusive, to be able to see the world in such a way that we might build up the world rather than tear it down. I truly believe that's what an authentic human is. I'm not there yet all the way. I'm better than I used to be. Hopefully I'll grow, and that's really what this is about. It's about growing into that person. It's about realizing why we are not that person and what hinders us from that. So that's the first thing we need to know about finding meaning, is that it is really about a reconnection to our spiritual being, that there is no difference between being a human being and a spiritual being, and that experience of being the human spiritual being is the experience of growth into authenticity. And again, that authenticity is to be more compassionate, more loving, more hopeful, have more serenity in your life, have more serenity in your world, and have a clearer vision of who you are and where you've been and where you might go. So if those things aren't for you, this podcast and this program, this understanding, and I hesitate to use the word program, but this understanding is not for you. If you don't want to be more compassionate, it's probably not for you. These ideas are probably not for you. I would challenge you in saying that I think we all want to be on some level. But what keeps us from that? And that's the next thing we need to talk about in finding meaning. If we are human and spiritual and they are the same thing, if the purpose for the spiritual experience as a human is to find our own authenticity that is grounded in love and compassion, then what hinders us from that? Well, when we are born into this world, we are quickly formed an identity. The people around us, our parents, our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, our siblings, our schooling, our religions, our economic systems all begin to impinge upon our psyche, that little piece of gray matter in our brain begins to form, and we begin to wire, and we begin to be programmed into understanding reality in a certain context. And that understanding of reality helps form our identity. Unfortunately, although I believe that's a natural occurrence, we are born, we form identity, our identity is often malformed. And I believe that. And we're going to talk about that here in a second. But I want to offer the image of growth as sort of the template for what is going on here. Just like a snake sheds its skin, just like the trees outside my window are dropping their leaves, they will regrow next year. The snake will have new skin. The seed of the tree will become a tree. The blade of grass will go to sleep and come back. Everything around us, from the stars that are dying to the stars that are being born, there is always a shedding going on. And out of that shedding, out of that shedding of the old, comes the new. And that new is the more authentic. And then that will live its purpose and its life, and it will die, and out of that will come the new. My training, my formal training, was in the Christian tradition, and I have always looked at the death and resurrection as that metaphor for getting rid of the old self, letting the old self pass, and becoming the new self. That's not just a Christian notion. You look at the Eastern philosophies. You look at all of nature, you look at science, and there is a theme running through all of this about the old dying and the new taking place, coming to birth. There is a birth going on, and these things happen constantly. The death of the old, the birth of the new. And in the middle of that is the life that we live, and how we live it, and how we shed that skin, and how we become new. I believe that to be human is just to be a part of a natural process, like the star, like the snake, like the blade of grass, like the tree. It is a natural process of growing into the authentic us. But here is the problem. Here is our challenge. And that is this. That unlike the tree, unlike the snake, as far as I know, we humans have a different kind of consciousness. We have the ability to reason. We have the ability to choose, to make a choice. We have unlimited ability to create from our own thoughts. And because we have that ability, it makes it very unique in the process of creation. Now, I don't know if humans are the only entity in creation that have these qualities. I can only speak as a human. I'm not an apple tree or a snake, but I can say that the growth becomes much more intense, becomes much more fertile, becomes much more difficult because we have free will and the ability to choose, because we make wrong choices. But why? Why is it that we make these wrong choices? Why is it that the quest for authenticity is so foreign to us? Why is that? And here is the next part of finding meaning. That yes, we are born, we form an identity by the things around us, and that identity is malformed. And herein lies the crux of why religions and science and philosophy have not solved human suffering, have not solved war, have not solved poverty, because we are learning from, we are formed from malformed identities, that we have become so divorced from ourselves over millennia after millennia, even with the reminders of the Lao Tzu's and the Confucius's and the Socrates and the Mother Teresa's and the Martin Luther King's and all these people who have tried to remind us of who we are. We have become so divorced from the quest for authenticity that we create a false reality. We create a reality that we want. And because that reality is created out of a separation, out of a divorce from the truth of love and compassion, that what the next generation teaches the children as they're formed is false also. The Bible will say the sins of the parent will be visited upon the children. I think that what they're trying to say is that because we never learned who we really are, we can't very well teach our children who they really are. Because we never learned to form true identity, because our parents couldn't learn to form true identity, because their parents couldn't learn, because we have become separate from who we really are, our next generation are just going to be formed into that false reality, that false reality of selfishness, that false reality of poverty, of racism. And I'm not saying those things are false. Hear me. Those things are very real, but they're not really what it means to be human. They are formed from something else. I call that something else the collective false self. Just as we develop a false self because our parents don't know how to teach or didn't know how to teach, so it is with our society. Because our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents have built the cultures that we have as humans. And because they were, to one degree or another, divorced from their own authenticity, we now have a collective false self where things like war become legitimate, where things like poverty become necessary so some people can have and some people don't have to have, where we find it easy to demean, demoralize, demonize other people, where we toss other people aside for the convenience of preserving systems. So that's really what this is about. That is the beginning of this, folks. That is the kernel. It's not easy always to explain, but I'm working on it. That we are born into a process that is spiritual. That process is about the growth of becoming authentic. And as we shed our non-authentic self, we grow closer. The difficulty, though, is that we have learned very well because we have forgotten this process. We have learned to create realities that are wrong, that are skewed. And because of that, when we grow up, when our grandparents and our 100th generation ago relatives grew up divorced from the notion of who they are, they created a collective false reality. And so not only do we have to shed our own false self, we have to shed the collective false self. I hope that that definition is helpful. I thank you for taking your time to listen to this as I am working out a way to unpack what I think is very important in this finding meaning journey. Take care, my friends. We will talk to you soon.